Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelorette Wrap-Up. I'm Amy, here, as always, with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I am here. I am ready to rumble.
All right. Do you have any dirty talk for the provinces of Canada that you'd like to share?
Quebec. Nova Scotia. That's about all I've got.
All right. Prince Edward Island.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really dirty talk as is. It's just not really my thing.
Yeah, I feel like Greg was taking that as like an improv game or something. Like, okay, you're not going to be listening, so I'll just see what I can turn into suggestive descriptions. But
yeah, they really got him, didn't they?
Exactly. Oh, they were listening all along. Can't trust those Bachelor producers.
Mm-mm.
So this was a bit of a strange episode because they're really dragging these weeks out on us. I think we're still stuck in last week. I don't think we've really moved much forward, but we did get a group date and we got a rose ceremony.
I was just telling you before the episode started that because the way I watched the episode and the way the episode is formatted, I'm not even really sure what happened this week and what didn't happen this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We might be repeating things we brought up last week. That's just what'll happen. I don't even think the editors know, because did you see there's something going around where they had like screenshots of Katie in her outfit from the Nick Viall date. Was the same outfit when she meets a certain someone who shows up late that we'll get into. So I don't even know when that really happened. When she meets.
I know. I also heard those rumors.
So yes. I don't even know if I'll be able to figure that out, but we'll do our best.
I can't wrap my head around it. I genuinely don't have the bandwidth to like think about what happened and when and why.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even know what my own name is at this point.
Exactly.
When you said Haley Strong, I wasn't sure if I was supposed to respond or not.
Oh no. What identity have you assumed at this point?
Just like, I'm like a poltergeist, I think.
Oh, no. Now I'm just like thinking of Renap and if it's cheating to have sex with a poltergeist.
I mean, I won't be engaging in any intercourse as a poltergeist.
Okay.
Or a real girl, so.
So Ethan doesn't have to worry.
Uh-uh.
Well,
poltergeist, yeah. Or person, not happening. Thank
not
you.
Don't worry. We did get a truth or dare date that was really a repeat of what we've seen before. So they're really recycling things.
I'm sick of it. Effing sick of it. We could have had like the shell tour from last season. We never got one, but we're just copying dates. Like, I'm sick of truth and dare. Like, I'm so sick of it. Like, what are we doing?
Tayshia and Caitlin set it up around the property. They put a lot of effort in.
I mean, great.
Yeah,
it sucked. I'm tired of it. I'm so tired of it. Truth and dare is boring. I never want to do a dare because I don't want to do things. And I never want to tell the truth because I'm boring. Like, what do you want from me?
Yeah.
Tell the truth. I don't know. I made a mistake coming here tonight.
Yeah, I think there's ways they could improve this truth or dare date. Mainly actually having a truth section instead of just calling the cocktail party, you know, the truth part. Because it just created that whole storyline with Trey versus Thomas. And I think if there was maybe like truth questions and they had to choose between truth or dare, it would have been a little more interesting. Like, give us like the old fashioned sleepover.
Yeah. Give me a sleeping bag. Give me some girls who are going to bully me at school on Monday. Let's really live it up.
Right. Well, they've got the guys that want to bully in the house. So, like, yeah, I think they could create that environment.
How are you feeling about this? Like, every two episodes, there's a new villain.
And literally, it's like, the two episodes comprise 1 week. So,
oh, true. Really,
like, every week there's a new villain. I think these guys have it figured out. They're like, let's just create a new target. And they pick a point person to be the one to like bring it up to Katie each week. So we've had Aaron, we've had Mike, and now it's Trey. And boom, 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 they're getting them out of there. I don't like it, but I guess if I was a contestant, I can sort of see where Andrew S. is coming from, where he's starting to get worried. Like, wait, somebody says something.
What if I turn to be the villain?
Yeah, well, they could say something about me and I could be out of here. So, yeah, I think it went a little too far this week. Not that I was a huge fan of Thomas, but I think, I don't know that they exactly stuck to the story. I don't know that it was fair allegations this time around.
But I also, here's the thing. Do I like Thomas? No. Do I like his face? I mean, who doesn't? Mm-hmm. But didn't he admit in the original date with Nick Viall that he had thought about coming on for to be the Bachelor? Like, am I making that up?
I don't think so. I think it actually came up because that's where the guy started zeroing in on it. They're like, wait, did he just admit that in front of everyone?
It's like not new information to Katie.
Right.
Where was the switch that flipped for Katie? Was it just Trey telling her? Like, was it in that conversation that she had with him after, where like he truly again did not answer a single question, and she just, like, it was one of those glass breaking moments from How I Met Your Mother, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where it's like, once somebody tells you something about somebody, it's just like all you can see.
Yeah, that could be, because I was a little bit lost because Trey talked about how they had to ask him four different times and he finally admitted that he came there to be the Bachelor. Yet, and then he was telling different stories to everyone, but he did say it. And I don't think he ever said, like, I came here planning, you know, wanting to be the Bachelor. It was like, that was a thought he had that it could happen. Not that that was his motivation for coming. It was just sort of like, who knows what could happen? It's a good platform. Maybe I'll be the Bachelor. I don't think he talks about how he's really good at talking, but I don't think he's good at really getting to his final point of reassuring Katie or clarifying with the men that maybe just say that he was also open to falling in love, just didn't think that it was that likely. He said something like, it's just as crazy to think you could fall in love and find your person as, I think that's what he meant. He didn't say it quite the same way. Which makes a lot of sense.
Unreasonable, really.
Right.
But I think Katie did have a point in saying, like, there are a lot of guys on this season who it never even crossed their mind to be the Bachelor, which I think is true.
Yeah, but maybe.
But also, there's a lot of guys on there who probably did think about being the Bachelor and now are, like, overcompensating for it. And you're like, no, I would never do that.
Right. Yeah, I think. And maybe some of them are like, I'm Connor in the cat suit. I'm not thinking about it because they would never cast me as the Bachelor. I'm just I don't look the part. So,
but like, Connor feels like a guy who came on to improve his music career, right? Like,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah. I think they like finding a new target. Who is going to be the new target? Is it going to be Blake?
No, it's going to be, it's going to be half Blake and it's going to be Hunter.
Oh, yeah. That was the preview, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, this was interesting. The one part I did like of the Truth or Dare, though, is kind of seeing, like, the different little friendships, and the pairing that I liked the most of that was Trey and Christian.
Yeah, I'm like, really disappointed to see Christian leave. I dig him. And I guess we don't know much about him, but I dig him.
Yeah. He was very cute. He's got that cute accent. And, we didn't see enough of him. Like many of these guys that we have still remaining. But it was just so weird to just have one group date this whole episode.
Yeah.
And then we'd see some scenes of the guys back at the house. And you're like, well, wait a minute. Yeah, they had their date before this. So we also get this interspersed with scenes of Thomas jogging around and all the other guys talking about him. So it did seem like it was really planned out. Yeah. So when they get to the truth portion of the date, which is just a typical cocktail party, but she wants them to be vulnerable. We see this sort of back and forth between Andrew S. and Trey. Trey is telling the truth, I'm going to tell you everything about what's going on in the house. Mm-hmm. And Andrew's saying, Katie said to trust her and she'll sniff this out. Let's not cause all this drama and take time away from other guys. Whose side were you on?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know what to think. Because I feel like we've spent 7 years saying, like, don't waste your time talking about other people on your date. Mm-hmm. But this feels different because Katie was the person last season to be like, hey, Matt, I need you to know what's going on in the house. Mm-hmm. But that felt different. Like, I feel like last season there was some women who were genuinely being, like, made fun of and being called in, like, an escort and doing this and that. Mm-hmm. Where this is just, like, this guy is a dick. And I feel like
what did he really do to the other guys?
I don't want to seem like a Thomas defender, because is he a good guy? Like, probably not. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, what did he really do to the other guys except be liked by Katie? Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I don't trust the dude, but, like, I also don't think he's the worst person we've ever seen on this show.
Right. Yeah, I think there's a lot of people that come on for ulterior motives, and then they're surprised by having a connection. He did come on a little strong really quick, so it's hard to buy that he was really
falling
head over heels. But yeah. I don't think he needed to be, like, ousted by these guys.
Yeah.
And I do think she would have figured it out on her own, because she already had that information, and she could have just gone off of that. And yeah, I think Trey missed an opportunity to really connect. I don't think it's helping his cause for, like, building that connection with Katie. So I kind of was on the side of Andrew in terms of, like, now's not really the time. And, mm-hmm. you know, if they wanted to do the whole let's overtake this rose ceremony again or something like that, then they could have done that. But yeah, I think these guys in the house are just sticking to the same storyline, and hopefully Katie just, like, kind of puts an end to it at some point, because, you know, mm-hmm. I think maybe she was already sort of over Thomas. Like, she kind of lost its luster. She said, like, I really saw him going far. She never said, like, I really saw myself marrying him, you know?
Yeah. And, like, I really do think she was getting sick of the, like, the no answers.
Right.
Whenever she asked truly any question.
Right. Right. So, she ends up giving the rose to Trey. He's the one who brought that up to her. And so that made Andrew kind of concerned. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just thought Andrew had more level head about the whole thing. Like, because he's secure in his connection with her.
Yeah.
And all these other guys aren't.
And I think his justification was fair in that, like, A, she's smart enough to know what's going on. If that's going to be an issue, like, it'll come up. She's not stupid. And B, like, yeah, I don't want to waste my time talking about other guys. And I don't want you, like, talking about other guys and wasting my time, because she's concerned about that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then she comes back and Tayshia comes to her room. And again, this could have happened before this date even happened, based on the outfit she was wearing. Mm-hmm. So it was a little strange, because it made it seem like now she's so upset about Thomas. And then here, Tayshia comes in with this, like, great news. There's somebody else here. And Tayshia was really, like, laying it on thick about, like, how great this guy is. But she's like, someone from my past is here.
Like, was this really weird or what?
Katie didn't seem, like, super shocked. It seemed like she had someone in mind. right? When she got this news.
Yeah, and then she admitted after, like, yeah, we've talked, like, we've chatted. Mm-hmm.
I saw on Twitter that she answered somebody and said, I thought it was either Blake or Dr. Joe. So apparently Dr. Joe must have been in those DMs as well.
Damn, Dr. Joe!
Yeah. So, okay, so you're a guy from Tayshia and Claire's season. What's the move? Are you thinking, like, I like Katie, she might end up on Paradise? Or, you know, because that's, I think that's where we all thought she was going to be. And then, what is the better spot? Is it to go follow the Bachelorette or to choose to be in the Paradise cast, which I think Dr. Joe is? Or do you just see what the producers offer you?
Yeah, I guess you just see what the producers offer. I've also heard rumors.
Okay.
That Blake and Brendan, who's on this season, know each other from back home. AKA around here. Yeah.
Interesting.
Canada's pretty small.
Yeah. And maybe if you get cast and you're like, oh, it's a friend of a friend, I'm going to contact him and be like, oh, how was your experience or something once you... So that'll be interesting. So we knew Blake was coming. What did you think of, like, their meeting and, like, how are you feeling about the fact that he's back?
Amy, I'm so charmed by him.
Okay, me too. Like, why? Okay, like, we didn't like him, right?
Yeah,
I remember, right? Like, we didn't used to like him. And now I'm like, is it just because it's, like, a new person with Katie and it's a better connection?
I'm just charmed. The way he was smiling at her, like, he clearly dug her. I don't know. I was buying it.
Yeah. It did have that vibe of, like, we've talked maybe extensively and now we're meeting in person and, like, there's chemistry. Kind of like the Nick and Caitlin.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm excited to have, like, something new in the mix and, like, maybe it seemed like more real world interaction. Like, it just seemed a little more natural. Like, when she goes to his room later to let him know. And he seemed really genuine in that he was like, this could look really bad for me. Like, but the risk is worth it. And he said, to kind of reassure her, but it didn't seem like a line. It was like, if, you know, I go all the way, like, I'm getting down on one knee. Like, that's where I see it going. And it's like, whoa, what a reassurance if that's what she's after, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So she doesn't really have to question him after all these guys, like, making her feel like they're not there for her. So, yeah, I'm kind of, like, in on this couple now.
Me too. I'm such a, like, I just buy into things so easily. I'm so exactly. I'm a sucker. I'm an absolute sucker.
I thought it was interesting that Tayshia was, like, kind of going overboard saying, like, this is someone who's really genuine. He's ready for love. It doesn't seem like something that a host would do, but
if she's also like an ex-girlfriend would do, even if they didn't really date that hardcore, it was still, like, a little weird.
Yeah. So, like, from the mentor side, if she's, like, just being, you know, forthcoming with that, then it's like, yeah, like, this is not like one of these, like, this person has my seal of approval, I guess. So, yeah. So she doesn't let him know that he's going to stay, but it's just kind of obvious. Like, she said she was flustered. And so it just seemed like for sure that she was going to let him stay, but then he disappeared the rest of the episode.
Yeah. I forgot about him. I'm like, wait, did she tell it? Like, I was like, did I miss her telling him to go home?
Right. Did you think that he was going to, like, saunter into the rose ceremony at that last rose?
Kind of.
That's what I thought. I thought that could have been a good move.
Because that last rose just, like, didn't exist.
Right, it didn't go anywhere.
So let's talk about that last rose.
Okay.
Like, I just... So she calls...
Well, first...
Katie calls... What's his name?
Well, when did he go speak to her? It was before the rose ceremony?
Before the rose ceremony. And I think it's reasonable to be... Or it was, like, before the cocktail party, even.
He got wind that, like, Trey just spilled everything to Katie.
And yeah, so he wanted to talk to her. I guess it took a lot longer than anyone expected because he came out and was like, hey, I'm sorry, guys. Like, I really didn't mean to take up that much time. And Greg or somebody was like, it's after midnight, bro. And then my almost 30-year-old body shut down.
Yeah, so that's when they were starting things.
Do you want to hear? Okay, let me open my Fitbit. My Fitbit profile, and I'll tell you what time I fell asleep every night this week. you know me, yeah. Amy. I like to go to bed early because I don't know. I just don't want to be awake that long. Last night, I fell asleep at 10:57. Tuesday night, I fell asleep at 10:44. Monday, I fell asleep at 10:23. Sunday, I fell asleep at 10:57.
10:57 is kind
of... Yeah, I know. There's a couple 11 o'clocks. The last time I stayed up past midnight was on June 2nd.
Oh my gosh.
Two nights in a row, actually. I was up later than midnight. I think I just didn't have a great sleep. And then the latest I've been up this year.
Okay.
Was when I did the Survivor Africa podcast.
Wow. So only for a work commitment would you do it?
Only for a work commitment. I'm hoping now that Rob is on the East Coast that we're not doing those late effing podcasts anymore. Because your girl is sleepy. Like, that's why I never join like any of like the, you know, online orgs that RHAP people come in. It's because they don't start till like 8 p.m. Like, why do I know? I need to be in bed.
Yeah, I would shudder to think what my Fitbit would say if I had one. Yeah, I'm one of those people that's like, I could start something at like 11:30 and then I'm going to go to bed at 4. Mm-hmm. So.
I like to be asleep, I guess, is my thing.
Yeah, no, that's
healthy. I just know that if I'm one of those people who cannot survive on little sleep and little food. So I need to give myself the best chance of having a nice existence, which is sleeping and eating regularly.
That's good.
Anyway, so yeah, they were mad at him because it was late. And guess what, Amy? They then proceeded to have a whole cocktail party after this, after midnight.
Yeah.
I would have left. I would have been like, I'm not doing this. Anyway.
Explains a lot more about like Blake's state when she showed up there after the cocktail.
It made a whole lot of sense. That guy was dead asleep and it was horrifically rude of her to wake him up like that.
Yeah.
So then her last rose she picks up and she says Thomas, and all of the guys are just absolutely shocked. But then when he steps up to the dais, is it a dais or does a dais require like a podium or something?
Yeah.
She steps back and then the rose vanishes somehow. Mm-hmm. And then she gives this speech. And what did you think? I want to know what you think.
Well, so I wasn't surprised when she called his name. I was like, okay, yep, producer Rose, or like she's not letting these guys determine anymore and she's going to give him another chance. And I was here for that. I was like, okay, I want to like see, you know, because he seemed like a legit like kind of villain that is fun to follow, not like a Carl or a Cody. So then when she stepped back and had her little speech, I was kind of like, it just seemed like a little much. I don't know that it warranted it because it wasn't coming from like something super personal for her. It was just hearsay kind of like, granted he didn't explain himself very well, but he was of all the guys, the only one that said he was there with other things in mind. And these other guys, some of them are not admitting that at all. And they're just like pointing the finger at him. So I don't think he was like all those things that she said. Like,
no, and like, yeah, I don't think he was like unkind to her. I like the drama aspect of it, but I am too non-confrontational right. to ever pull something off like this in my real life.
Yeah. I like it for like, okay, again, this hasn't happened before. So it's like the fake out for the rose. I was hoping that then Blake would walk in and that would be kind of a dramatic moment. Because if I were these other guys waiting, I would think like, okay, so who's really going to get that last rose, you know? Mm-hmm. And then it's a nobody. And then they have to come in and say, because I don't think they came in and said, this is the final rose of the evening or whatever.
They when they came in after, I mm-hmm. thought that's what they're going to do is like, this is the final rose.
Right.
And then they're like, no, go.
Right. And so it really is Blake's rose, but the guys don't know that. And yeah, she could let Christian stay otherwise.
Yeah. Like what the hell?
Right. So I think it was good for like the reactions of the other guys. So it made all the other guys really happy. So, you know, I'm sure they were stoked about that. But let's see, who did she eliminate this time? So it was that other Connor finally is gone. Cause he was hanging in there and not saying anything, but he was on the truth or dare date.
Mm-hmm.
Christian, and then I think that other, did the other Andrew leave?
Yes. There was at least three guys who got roses who I've never seen before, and at least three guys who didn't get roses that I've never seen before.
David, I think, was eliminated as well. Again, someone very silent as far as airtime goes. We did see Josh is still on the season, and he's still there. And he got, like, a little bit of time shown in there. Like,
yeah, Josh confuses me. Box guy confuses me.
Mm-hmm.
Another really guy vanished. Who I've never seen before confuses me.
Yeah, we got a little bit with Canadian guy, a little bit with Michael A, you know, at the cocktail party, talking about how, like, kind of reminiscing about their date. But yeah, it was just an odd episode because of it was comprising this one week, but it was so far apart. So it was like, mm-hmm. oh, I forgot half these guys. How are you feeling about Greg? So we had said that we had heard some things or that there was some maybe not good things. All I've heard is that he went to acting school and that wasn't in his bio. So,
and there was one TikTok about an email sent to Dumois about him not being a very nice boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Which is like hard to... Dumois doesn't ever really like check their sources or anything, like check the info that they're getting.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Hopefully he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Cause I am charmed.
Right. Do you think going to like a prestigious acting school, is that an automatic like negative if you're not saying that that's what you do? Or
I mean, I don't know, like what if it's not what he does anymore, right?
Yeah,
like I don't know how many people go to school for something and then don't do that thing,
right? But if I think on a one-on-one date you think it would come up, maybe
like, maybe
this is like part of like what I'm interested in. Yeah, something to look out for, I guess. But he doesn't come off as, like, Thomas would have, like, came off as acting. But if he's a really good actor, then maybe we're just buying into it. I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe that's the case. Yeah. Maybe we're just absolute suckers.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. So, then, after the rose ceremony, she goes to give Blake the news that he gets to stay and join the house the following week. And yeah, he's like naked when he comes to the door.
Yeah, like truly in the nude.
Right. She's like, put a robe on.
And then he also like went pee in between, which is like too real.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just like a very real moment. Then he got locked out of the room.
Hilarious.
Yeah, it was cute. And she was like, she looked stunning. So imagine like being woken up and then you're like half asleep and she's like in her evening gown and you're like, what is happening? Mm-hmm. Like, probably thought it was just a producer like waking him up for like
probably, yeah.
So yeah, that was kind of cute. And then previews coming up. Yeah, it looks like kind of a showdown between Hunter and Blake, or what's going on? What's the deal with Hunter? I didn't really pick
Hunter's up. Just like loses it, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't know what to expect from these men.
Right. I mean, they should be, if it's only one person coming, that's like a lot better than Matt James' season where they had to contend with five people showing up that far into the season. Like,
exactly. So it
shouldn't be that bad. And I feel like Blake is a lot more, like, he's Canadian, he's lovable compared to like Nick Fial coming on Caitlin's season. He just, everyone hated him, even though we liked him. So yeah, I'm excited. I hope that the pace picks up a little bit for next episode and that we get a normal episode.
I'm worried it's not going to pick up though, because they're really trying to extend the episodes.
Yeah, they're building it around every like new villain. So there's maybe a cliffhanger around Hunter or Blake next week and not give us a rose ceremony again. But, you know, the exciting thing is for our listeners is they're on the board now with Blake on their draft.
Congrats to them.
And it's looking pretty good for them, I feel like. I don't think he's going anywhere anytime soon. He just got there. They're making out next week. He might get a one-on-one. Who knows?
They're going to have some making out. Mm-hmm. He's going to be told he's a good kisser.
Yeah, that's what...
Is that a thing? Are good kissers a thing?
On The Bachelor, they are.
I didn't spend much time kissing people, so I just don't know.
Yeah, I would say it's a thing, because there's definitely bad ones. But... yeah.
Hard to tell. Maybe it's easy to tell. I don't know. Never got around to it. I've been busy.
I would guess, like, if you're in the Bachelor or Bachelorette situation, you would tell right away because you're like constantly comparing, like,
and yeah, probably that's
basing
true.
It on like, okay, well, I had a better kiss with this person, so we must.
Yeah, but what does that even like? What does that even mean? Like pressure or like tongue or just chemistry?
Breath.
Like
breath.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. What does it even mean? And also, I don't want anyone DMing me talking about this. I don't care that much.
Right.
I'm probably not going to be kissing anyone else. For a long time.
Yeah, it's funny though, because I remember, didn't Tayshia say like he was the best kisser, like on one of those like rapid fire things? Where, like,
I guess
Blake,
so, yeah.
I didn't even know you liked Blake. So.
Yeah.
He was the one hanging in there on her season. And then I saw someone bring up like the funny thing about the DMs with Blake is that wasn't he the one who DM'd Claire? And she was like, you were the only one who messaged me before the season.
Oh, Amy, what a fantastic callback.
Well, yes, I heard it on somewhere else, so I can't take credit, but...
That's hilarious. I didn't even think about that.
So,
that's too funny.
So, that, I guess, is it for this episode. Let's see, draft results. You and I are hanging in there, like, pretty even. You have 53, I have 59. You know, again, not like there was no even one-on-one, so not a lot of making out, not a lot of anything to really add to our scores. Brian is at 43, which it's not that bad. He's
no,
great.
I think he's a little shook at his score right now.
Oh, he's got a lot of people eliminated though. He's only down to Greg, Hunter, and Mike P. So I think that might be, but Greg is, I think, the highest point getter of anyone on all of our teams. So, you know who was like totally invisible this episode? Connor B.
Yeah, I thought so too. I saw like a meme about him. I was like, oh yeah, that guy.
Right. Yeah, I think Blake will maybe take his place because it's like, oh, Connor B was like the cat lover, but now here comes Blake, like the animal guy coming in. So nothing. I don't know. I don't know. I think that was maybe like a night one, like crush and
right.
Just not too excited.
It's just
about
not
anymore.
Happening anymore.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, here's actually a good one. Abigail and Matt James, where he just kind of kept putting that on the back burner because he felt so good about it until a point where he was, it was just like too back burnery.
Yeah, I can see that. He'll just never get a one-on-one and be like, wait, what happened?
Yeah.
All right, let's get into our questions from the listeners. This is from Dan over email. Hey, Amy and Haley, I think next week will be fascinating TV. We've heard every guy say they admire Katie because of her boldness last season. If you recall, Katie was bold because she defended the new girls when the OG girls lost their damn minds at the new girls being there. So if any of these guys do the same for Blake, won't that prove they are more Team Victoria and crew than Team Katie? What are your thoughts?
This is pretty funny. I wonder if she'll have like a speech of like, be nice. Like, he's here because I want him here.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really funny.
She won't have any patience for anyone slandering Blake.
Mm-mm.
This is from Veronica. Hi, ladies. Been meaning to write for a few weeks. Courtney was my boyfriend's brother's college roommate. Ooh, he didn't have any opinions on him besides that he looks like he doesn't have shoulders. Do you agree that Courtney doesn't have shoulders? Love the show.
I feel like he has shoulders.
I'm thinking back now to like when he was weightlifting. So at the beginning of the episode, I have to look, see if I can get a good picture of him. But now
that's exactly what I'm doing. I don't know. I feel like he's shouldery enough.
In the, like this little, they're very slanted, like very sloped.
Sure. But like, I wouldn't want anyone to come look at my shoulders.
Right.
They're like a capital C. Like, they're so rounded right now.
He's got a strong, like they come to a peak. Like, they're there, but he's got like a long lead up to the neck, it looks like.
Yeah.
Now
I'm looking at this in a whole new way.
Right.
Interesting. Poor Courtney.
Again, not getting a lot of airtime either. He was like, seemed like he was Thomas's friend, but then like behind his back was like, yeah, he's gotta go.
Yeah, I don't know what the scoop was with that. Yeah.
All right, we also have questions from Facebook. Ava Pickett, was there a rose for Thomas that just disappeared when she sent him home? I was like, where did that rose go? Give it out.
Yeah, it was like a decoy rose, and then got like, maybe we missed the part where she like threw it on the ground and stomped it.
Yeah, maybe she's got some magician tricks up her sleeve, like a little sleight of hand, and it goes up. Yeah. Josh Green, what did you guys make of Trey using his time to speak about Thomas? I actually agree with him. While Katie is a strong woman, she's not privy to the Thomas information and could have got rose after rose for a long time had she not been told up front.
I just don't know. I wonder if she was starting to see through it and this was just like the last push she needed, or if she was going to continue to like believe in it. And like, I just don't think, I think the shine would have worn off. I don't think he was her number one. Mm-hmm. I just don't think it was going to be long term.
Yeah. I think he just moved up a spot for somebody else, I guess, like for a little bit longer. Like, somebody else gets a fantasy suite now because he's gone.
Yeah, exactly.
Justin Feinberg, since Haley plays some GeoGuessr, would she be more attracted to Greg whispering sweet geography in her ear than Katie, Caitlin, and Tayshia were?
Absolutely. I love thinking about maps. I love talking about things like this. Whenever somebody like tells me they went on a trip, I'm like, well, what was your flight route? Like, tell me where your layovers were. I love a flight route.
Do you watching like you're on the plane when it shows like where the plane is?
Oh, for the entire time.
Yeah.
Truly the entire time.
Nice.
Because I'll just like watch something on my iPad instead of using the TV. Plus, like, those things never have soothing TV shows I want to watch. I don't want to watch a movie. I don't care if I'm trapped in the sky for 14 hours straight. Not watching a movie. Not happening.
Yeah.
No. I remember one time, I think it was when we went to Ireland. I listened to Alice and Martha's Real Weird Sisters podcast the entire time while playing that 2048. Do you remember that game, 2048?
Oh, yeah.
I think I did that for truly 8 hours.
Yeah, podcasts really make a flight go fast.
I love a podcast and a mindless game.
Yeah, it's a good pairing.
Yeah.
Remember when we were maybe going to do an ad for that one game, and now I hear that ad like everywhere, but we never did an ad for it.
Best Fiends?
Yeah.
That one? I don't remember that ad pitch to us. You know what one I love? It's called Panda Pop. Sometimes if I'm going for a walk around my house because it's rainy outside, I'll play Panda Pop while I'm walking.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't know that one.
Don't do it. Yeah, okay. I love GeoGuessr. One of my favorites. I think I'm going to start streaming GeoGuessr on Twitch.
Oh, that's fine.
I've been doing Monday Sim streams.
Nice.
But I think I'm going to do GeoGuessr. Maybe one day when Ethan goes golfing or something.
Should have practiced your sultry voice as you name all the different
things. I should have. I could do a sultry voice if needed. Could I? I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sexy. I'm just like not a sexy person.
Justin Feinberg, why do these guys, minus Andrew S., seem to believe an obvious doofus who can't properly string a sentence together under the slightest amount of pressure is in any way a threat to them? How do they think a guy who word-saladed his way into admitting to others he wanted to be the next Bachelor suddenly morphs into every romantic William Shakespeare character when talking to Katie?
Because he has a nice face. Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked Andrew in this episode. He was very just like, no, I trust her. I love that. Maybe it's just because I. Okay, but I don't love his weird insistence on using like a weird British accent to be sexy.
No.
Like when he was doing his sexy talk in the ear, he did it in a British accent. And Katie's like, I love his British accent. I'm like, it's not a real British accent.
No. And it's, yeah. Okay, for coming out of the limo, but. It's
not for this weird sexy talk. Like, do you think he actually bedroom talks like that?
Probably.
Oh no.
He said it was his alter ego, right? On night one. Like, this is my other alter ego is this British guy.
I'm so upset.
I think it's gonna get old. It's already old for us, but
yeah, it's already old.
Yeah, wasn't she? Was that the one where she was like, yeah, like Tayshia and Caitlin were falling in love with him too? It's like, I don't think so.
You know, they're busy.
But he did actually, like, do dirty talk. He wasn't, like, naming states,
mm-hmm.
so.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Barry. So Chappelle mentioned that Katie is very sex positive. Not sure if you knew that, but didn't Blake go home in Tayshia's season on the weird sex yoga date? I just wouldn't see that meshing well together.
Wouldn't see, like, Blake and Katie meshing well together because of the weird sex date?
Well, because I think he and Tayshia just didn't. Click. Right, but he was into
he was. You don't want to do like sexy things with a guy you're not that into doing sexy things with, right? Like,
yeah. And that was their first date. It was just like a weird thing to have like that late in the game. Like, wasn't he fifth?
And it was, yeah,
like, he went home on that date. So, and then that happened with Matt James season two. Serena P. was like, okay, I think I need to go now.
Oh, you know what? That's more what I'm thinking. Mm. Is that Serena P. was like, I'm not into this.
Right.
Or maybe she wasn't into Blake either.
But Tayshia, I don't think, was really that into Blake ever.
No, she wasn't.
Forgot he was there. And then
they had like a passionate hug, though.
Right. I think he didn't get the airtime that we were expecting for someone that would have had that connection.
Yeah.
Because I just think of him as more like being into Claire.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And then Justin Feinberg, did Katie really give Trey the rose because she appreciated him bringing up concerns about Thomas? Or did Katie give Trey the rose because he got his ass waxed on national television?
Why not both?
Right. Or because the producers were in her ear saying,
oh, true.
This would really upset Andrew.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So that is that for questions. Thank you everybody for sending those in. Do you have takes from Doug for this episode?
I do. Let me get them.
Oh, did you notice on one of the, was it the, after the group date or when they were heading to the cocktail party, they were like, I didn't expect New Mexico to be so cold.
Yes, we knew that because we got hot tips.
Exactly.
I missed the first hour of the show coming back from surfing. It still seemed like nothing happened. A literal tumbleweed was blowing across the screen when I turned it on. Is the pace going to pick up at all? Is there nothing to do? I really don't think the pace is going to pick up. And I don't think it's because there's nothing to do. I think it's because they're trying to stretch into a regular. I don't know why they do that when they could just fill the time slot with with an extra week of Bachelor in Paradise.
Right. They could really do a supersized Bachelor in Paradise. But yeah. Wait, are these from last week? I feel like he was surfing last week.
He surfs every week.
Oh, okay. Just sounded extra familiar.
Maybe. Wait. Oh, no, they are from last week. Oh, I scrolled up too far. Do you think they only showed Blake's legs and torso in so many shots because his giant head would not fit in frame?
Yeah, what was the point of concealing him? We knew he was coming.
He does. Yeah. Oh, God, that's funny. He does have a very shaped head.
I know. He's the one that gets the most of, like, he looks like this cartoon character. It's always, like, some, like, giant animal. Sully from Monsters, Inc.
Is Blake convinced he has lots in common with Katie because she is sex positive and according to the men on his season, he just talks about sex all the time? Also, how much time does he get off from the dump? He doesn't work at the dump anymore. He quit long ago. why can we not just have a nice quiet date and something similar to the Shell Room? See? Yes. Doug wants the Shell Room too. With that said, I still think I would get my ass waxed to avoid eating those peppers. What do you think, Amy? Would you rather get waxed or peppers?
I don't do well with spicy food. I would rather have a wax. I don't know that I would want, like, just some non-professional doing it. That sounds painful.
Mm-hmm.
But did it seem like Trey was the only one, like, of Trey and Christian? It was like Trey was eating the mashed potatoes. Trey was also... Yeah.
It did. It very much did seem like that.
Christian is like, oh, you take this one. You take this one. Oh, we're out of time. I think they all had to do the pepper, though. I think.
Yes, they did.
Trey had the best proposal, it seemed like.
Yeah. Greg was the cutest drinking the milk, though.
Right.
And is Thomas really alone in thinking he could be the next Bachelor? If I was cast for the show, I suspect it would cross my mind. But I'm also discovering that my normal sized head and spindly physique would mean that I would likely be a night one cut.
I think the move is, like, go in there and think, like, I want to get far, because if I get far, maybe I'll get my heart broken, but maybe there's, like, something good that maybe I'll be, you know, the next Bachelor or Bachelorette. But it's weird to come in, like, right away, because you don't know how you're going to click with the lead. So
yeah, I'm like
it's gonna be me for sure.
I'm going in for a good time, not necessarily a long time.
Yeah.
Like, I would want an Astrid trajectory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, don't get a ton of airtime, and then...
But everyone likes you. You have tons of cool friends. Travel a little bit. You go on Paradise. You meet your husband. Have a nice time. Move to Canada. Oh, you're friends with Rachel Lindsay.
Perfect, yeah. Yep.
You still get the sponsorship deals, but I don't think anyone's really bothering you.
Right. She's not anyone that people are, you know, following, you know, with, like, tabloids or anything. So mm-hmm. No paparazzi. Doesn't have to live in LA, can just settle down. Doesn't have anything. No one has anything negative, and there was nothing embarrassing for her. So, oh. Yep. Smart.
Well, that's it. That's it for us. Look at us.
All right.
How long has this podcast been? What's your recording time?
48 minutes and 24 seconds.
Nice. Yeah. I love when we do this.
Personal record for this season, maybe.
So. Yeah. Not our all-time record. I think we did one episode of Labor of Love lasted like 20 minutes. And we're like, that's it, guys. Sorry. Talk to you later.
Yeah. I was on her Instagram not that long ago. I was curious if she had a baby or anything, but she doesn't.
Me too. No, she was starting her surrogacy? IVF journey? One of them two.
One of the two.
One of the two. Why not both?
Yeah. Where can people find you? I know you were recently on Talking Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah, I actually had a great week in podcasting. So last week I talked to you, which was obviously wonderful per usual. Then I joined Kirsten McInnes, Brian Scally, and Puya Zambakili to talk about the second through fourth episodes of Too Hot to Handle. Was a real riot, really revealing on all of our parts. And then we were joined on the Top Chef podcast by Top Chef winner Brooke Williamson, it's always a thrill when we get to talk to her. She is truly so lovely, and we had a nice time. So check those out. Or if you want to look at the bread I made this week, you can follow me on Instagram @hstrung_. And guess what? Same handle as my Twitter. I feel like everyone who listens to this podcast has already followed me if they want to follow me there, though.
Yeah, I'm a little behind on Too Hot to Handle, but I'm excited to... I think I'm 3 episodes in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I did like how they did a fake out of, like, pretending it was another show. So I thought they had to do something like that. Mm-hmm. I would have liked a little even more of that, like, get them to buy in, like, that there's a whole other concept, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird how they can make it look exactly like Too Hot to Handle season one, though. Like, the set design. Like,
I know, it's wild. I
think you would be like, wait, this looks familiar, but we're in a different place, so.
I know, but I guess it's one of those things, it's like if you keep being told something, you're going to believe it.
Right. You're like, well, there's a host here, so obviously. So, yeah, you can find me on Twitter at @RHAPRecapper. Until next time, bye!
Bye.